Welcome to the Thirst World Problems Podcast, where we talk about drinks, current events, music, and more. Now, here's your host, Nick Dugal, and his panel of experts, B, Bell, and the infamous Doc.
Yesterday, we went and watched the Blazers defeat the Grizzlies to get into the NBA playoffs.
Yes, we did. Yes, we did.
It was a fun game to watch, but that only means one thing. Now all the teams are set. It is playoff time, and on Thirst World Problems, we're going to break down the playoff matchups. So the first one we're going to start with is out east. This one should be nice and easy, nice and quick. Bucks Magic. Who do you got, B?
Bucks, five games.
Five games. Oh, there you go.
Yes. It's an easy one. I don't want to spend too much time on this one, Nick.
Just want to throw this out there that we predicted a lot of winning games last year when it comes to the playoffs. So this year is going to be no different. So I got the Bucks and a clean sweep.
Agreed. Agreed. I don't think the Magic are going to even win a game. So even though they're the home team, though, right?
They got to be the home team out in Orlando, right?
Yep.
So maybe I'm going to flip mine. Magic are going to sweep the Bucks playing at home.
Wonder how much that would pay you. $1,000 has got to pay like $10 million if you pick a sweep, a Magic sweep.
You take Orlando to win that championship?
Sure. For sure.
It's got to pay at least $10 million, fuck.
For sure.
What if just at the beginning of the game, fucking
Giannis and knee or something?
And Middleton just both fucking tear their ACL. And you already made the bet.
Yeah.
It would still win.
You still would have the Bucks winning without those two.
The Magic,
guys?
Yeah, man.
I don't know. Still the Magic are a feisty team. Magic are a feisty team, man.
But saying feisty, that's like that's just saying you just don't really know much about the Magic.
They could turn it on at any time. They get it together, man. You better watch out because they could light it up. They're feisty.
They're feisty team, man.
Pacers Heat.
Oh, I'm excited for this series. I am going to take the Heat in six games. I think it could possibly go seven games, but I think this is going to be one of the better series, honestly. The West has ridiculous series, but this is actually my favorite series in the East by far to start, actually. So, but I do have the Miami Heat.
Yeah, this is one of my favorite matchups. Actually, in the majority of the playoffs, the better seed is going to win, which is going to be the Pacers in six.
Wow!
I feel like this is where Jimmy Butler is going to get exposed, man. And
I actually thought that first too, but I think Tyler Hero's been playing very well. I think he'll help them kind of get over the top, but. I was pretty close on this one.
Well, I'm just going to say it again. There's a reason why Pacers are a better seed than the Heat.
Pretty sure that was like by one game or something.
Now that we're here in the playoffs, though, are we going to see that TJ Warren is for real? Is he going to be able to adjust to playoff basketball at this point?
I'm excited for that. It's going to be funny because it was a whole thing about him going against Jimmy Butler and Jimmy Butler kind of shut him down for like 12 points or whatever, but now they get a full series. So there might be some fighting, like scrappy stuff going on between them the whole time.
The best part about this is TJ Warren has nothing to prove and Jimmy Butler has to prove himself that he's one of the best, right? Like at least a top 10 player, but this is literally TJ Warren's series. If he doesn't come through, then Pacers are gonna have a hard time. But I have a very strong feeling that the Pacers will do well.
I like Miami. I honestly like if Miami wins this first round series against the Pacers, I think they can give the Bucks some trouble. I think they can give the Bucks some trouble, man.
They played them well this year.
They could even take the Bucks out.
They played them well this year, but I don't know if that's sustainable in the playoffs. Like there was that game right before where they were basically playing with their backups against the Bucks, right? And And they almost pulled it off. But once again, in a 7-game series, they might get a couple games, but I can't see if they're healthy, Giannis being able to be anything less than determined to get to at least the quarter or semifinals there against what's going to be the Raptors, obviously.
Moving on. We got the Celtics, the number 3 Celtics versus the number 6 76ers.
This one was Celtic. Is this? Oh, yeah. This one's easy for me. This is going to be in 5 games. The Celtics are going to win this series. There's no Ben Simmons. It's pretty much over.
Ben Simmons. You have a very injured Joel Embiid. Horford and Tobias Harris.
They don't have the shooting anymore. I would say 5 games, honestly. I like the Celtics right now.
I got a sweep. I think Boston's will sweep this series.
Really?
Okay. Boston's just on a tear, man. They're doing very well. Everyone's in sync. And I think the Sixers, this is the last of the Sixers' core. I think they got to, figure out what they're going to do. Are you going to keep Simmons? Or are you going to get rid of Embiid? What are you going to do? Because they got way too many people and they get exposed very fast. So
yeah, and Paul Pierce is playing really well, and it's I think they're going to be good to go. So, Bell?
Yeah, there's no way that the Sixers win this, especially with Simmons out. So, yeah, no more than 5 games, I would say. Agree with you there.
Paul Pierce, eh? What's that? Paul Pierce?
Yeah, he's been having a good season so far, and I'm pretty excited for what the Celtics are going to do in the series. So,
Paul Pierce, is that what you just said?
What are you talking about, man?
I don't know what the hell is going on right now. Is that who you said? You said Paul Pierce?
It's a joke, man. There's a new thing that they invented back in fucking the dawn of fucking time. It's called a joke. These guys, man.
This guy doesn't know any player after Paul Pierce.
Paul Pierce having a great season, and I just hope that they do well. So,
no, honestly, this series would have been, on an honest note here, this series... This series would have been great. Injuries do happen, but I think with the Sixers, when this whole COVID happened, they were actually going downhill anyways. So this was just continuing on, and it's tough to be a Sixers fan, man, because they had a solid 3 years now of just winning games, etc. They think they were going to go all the way, but.
And even with that fucking up with Markel, Markel looks good now too. He's honestly been playing well, and they just gave $108 million to a 34-year-old Al Horford. So, that pretty much sums him up.
True that, man. It's so weird how you thought Al Horford was the winning, the ticket to get you the next Tom Brady. Yeah.
I love Al Horford, but the NBA is changing, man, now. So
Horford's a great player. I just think, honestly, what they should have done was Simmons' developmental. I think that the crazy part about this is everyone who's saying that, he's a great player. Yeah, he's great. But when you're limited with no jumper, and his jumper got better this year, but I mean, he's really, really behind the curve on this, right? And you can't be a one-trick pony in the NBA. You gotta have a jumper. Everyone's gotta have a jumper these days.
Well, we say that, but he's also been to the All-Star games. He's still an All-Star player.
That's
right?
His popularity, though. That's
not just numbers.
Numbers is what we're talking about here. He's still performing. And he's still making things happen, right?
Their biggest thing is, if you can put up as many numbers as you want. If you scored 30 points a game on all layups, then you get to the playoffs and they play you so that you have to shoot and you can't score. Well, what does it matter, man, if you made the All-Star game?
You're literally playing, 5-on-4. If you're not a jump shot, what's the point? You're not a threat.
I'm a Ben Simmons fan. I like Ben Simmons, but he really needs to be able to shoot the ball.
The reason why they've regressed so much is because they lost outside shooting, right? Like getting rid of JJ Redick or letting JJ go was insane to think about when they don't have outside shooting to begin with. If anything, they should have been adding another shooter on top of Redick instead of getting rid of him. Simmons can create, but when he, like, you're kind of right in that regard, where if they're playing him super tight and he kicks it out and there's no one to kick it out to, or he's trying to force it in to his bigs, because that's what you put on the floor now, you're taking away his shooting from the team as a whole, then what are you going to do there? So, like, in that regard, but he still gets to the hoop or is able to kick it out. Like, I don't know. I'm not quite sure exactly what he is yet, but he still gets, like, the numbers don't lie at a certain point, right? Like, he's still able to create, and they were a bounce away from getting to the finals last year, like the conference finals or whatever, right? Or no, they were in the conference finals against the Raptors, right?
Yep. No, yeah. that wasn't the conference.
That was finals. The quarters. Okay, so like, yeah, they were a bounce of way to get into the conference finals. So
yeah,
they have
go ahead.
They have a team in. Well, they had a team that could have made it there or make it back to there, and they started to take it apart and change out a few pieces. That I think losing Redick was insane for them.
As an organization, look what they've drafted though. They've literally just went for guys who were projected to be number one. It wasn't for them to fill out their roster. So you had Markelle Fultz, right? And then all of a sudden Ben Simmons came the next year. What are you gonna do with that? You had two number one picks as point guards. So they didn't even develop Fultz. They got rid of him. Like, what a waste. That's a waste. So you basically just wasted a season for, you know, and he's a good player. You just had to develop him. But again, he got hurt, but still, like, you just kind of dropped everything. Then they picked up Horford, Tobias Harris. Okay, you just literally picked up the two same people. And what's the goal for that? How are you going to start both of these guys? And yeah. Right. So what are you going to do with your bench? You lost your best shooter, one of the best shooters in the NBA, JJ Redick. How are you going to replace that? And they didn't do that. So,
and the funny thing is that Markelle now is honestly probably kind of what they needed now. Right. Because watching this first round series against who do they have? They have the Bucks. Watch, Markelle Fultz is going to have some good games, man. There's going to be, I'm calling it now, there's going to be some eye-opening games he's going to have. Like, because I've been kind of watching him, and man, he's good to go right now. So
yeah, like look, if they kept him, they would have had him as he would have been starting against the Celtics, right? He would have been battling it out. But, and then you got Richardson. So they were just filling up guys who they thought, hey, this guy can do the exact same thing as a JJ Redick and stuff, but that's not the case. Like, you can't just fill up guys who you think are the best players. It just doesn't work that way. You got to fill up who you think can make a big impact, but at the same time, they don't need to be ball dominant or a star, right?
Would you guys have taken, so in the 2016 draft, it was Ben Simmons was one. Then it was Brandon Ingram, Jaylen Brown, Buddy Hield, and Jamal Murray. Would you guys have taken any of those guys over Ben Simmons looking back now?
So honestly, I think that draft is kind of hard because you didn't.
That's a sick draft.
Well, now it is, yeah. But at one point, you didn't realize the development for these guys. Like,
yeah.
Do you really think Jaylen Brown's going to be great if he leaves Boston? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? So Ingram's a little bit different story. He went to LA, but like.
He only really turned it on this year. Like, that was the big step in his development came this year, right? So
yeah. He's so good.
And who were the other names that you said? Jamal Murray?
Jamal Murray, was in the draft. And he went number seven.
And then who was the other guy you mentioned?
Jaylen Brown. Buddy Hield. He went six. And Buddy's had big games this year, too. Like, I think he probably averaged like 20, 22 points, something like that at least.
Oh, really? Wow. Better than
probably,
I thought.
He's probably the one of the best shooters in the league too, so.
Did you say Fultz is on the Bucks now?
Who?
Fultz? Is that what you said?
Marquez? No, he's on the Magic.
Okay. That's what the matchup is. I see what you guys are saying. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Okay. What do we got next,
Bell? So moving forward, we got the Raps versus the Brooklyn Nets. B, who you got for this?
Definitely got the Raptors. I'm pretty excited to watch because Caris LeVert is going to be able to take a lot of shots. I want to see what he really is in the playoffs. I think he's a good player. So, like, it should probably be a sweep or maybe a 4-1. The Nets are weird because down low with the Stets center they have, Allen, like, he's, you know, for lack of a better word, he's feisty down there. Joe Harris is really good. These guys just know how to play basketball. So they could probably steal one, but I don't think that championship pedigree is not going to be hit. So they'll definitely, I'm saying it'll be 4-1 probably.
Does this change your mind? There's news just breaking on ESPN. If the Nets win the first two games, KD and Irving are coming back for the rest of the series.
I think the Nets would win that series.
If you look at that, that's such a bitch move. Oh, if you guys win this game, then I'll play. It's like, no, man up and play.
Wait, is this actual?
It's called a joke, man. You never heard of a joke. Okay.
But I don't think this is a sweep. Knowing the Raptors, they always have one crazy bad game, and it's usually the first one. Lowry's just gonna just jack up shots and brick so many things, and then all of a sudden, you know.
Well, if you remember, they lost game one last year with Kawhi to the Magic. Yeah.
Yeah.
In Toronto.
In Toronto,
people
yeah.
People are like, holy shit.
So I really think this is going to be a five-game series. Obviously, I feel like the Raptors are going to win, but yeah, it's not going to be pure domination, I think. Not until the end.
Yeah. Bell, you?
I could see them, if they get a nice, comfortable lead, I could see them maybe throw in a game just to play around with like rotations and rosters and try to do some different things, getting ready for their next matchup, which will probably be a little bit crazier. So 4-2-ish, I could see the series going.
Wow, it's because of Nets fan.
One thing I wanted to ask you guys about that we never talked about before was, what did you think about Nurse letting the assistant coach there take a control of the last game before the playoffs?
Pretty cool. It's pretty cool. That only builds, you know, camaraderie and leadership. So I don't think there's any negatives that can come out of it. That's a pretty cool thing to do.
Well, I think Nurse, the thing with Nurse is he's been through all that, right? He's not just a guy who just played in the NBA and then all of a sudden he wants to become an assistant coach. This guy's done it all, man. Like he literally went from the D League, you know, all these European teams that he's, and like even Division III teams, and he's worked his way up. So he knows what it feels like, and obviously he's going to give back. I feel like that's a huge part of what Nurse. I still remember, like, we should just go back and see that episode when what's his name got fired from the Raptors. Who is their? I don't even know their last coach. Who's the last coach?
Dwayne Casey.
Dwayne Casey, yeah.
Guy won 55 games and got fired. He's a coach of the year, and he got fired.
That was it. The coach of the year season.
But didn't he get swept or something, right? They got swept.
No, LeBron.
Like the first
round. Remember LeBron ate them alive.
Right. So going back,
I think they got swept. Yeah.
Yeah, going back, would you have fired him? You would have fired him, right?
I wouldn't have fired him.
I wouldn't have been able to fire him.
It would have been like coach of the year. He brought along this squad so far to be.
Yeah, but doesn't matter about the wins, man. It matters what do you do in the playoffs.
Yeah.
True, but
like if you win 55 games to 60 games and you get swept by a Cavs team that just has LeBron, like you got to realize Kyrie wasn't there. They didn't have this help. It was just LeBron, and you're the best team in the East and you can't even win one game, man. That's actually does. Because this isn't a LeBron stacked Cavs team. This is the team he carried and then got, you know, basically swept in when he got to the finals.
Hey, so, man, if JR went the right way, it might have been a different thing. But the thing is, it's always been him against LeBron, him against LeBron, him against LeBron. Nurse never had to have that situation. If we would put Nurse there, right, and LeBron was still there and the Cavs win, even let's say it goes seven and the Cavs win, would you still want Nurse for the next season? Or would you be like, okay, well, maybe they shouldn't have fired Casey? Like, where would you stand?
No, then I'd want Casey.
If they didn't get to the finals, then where would you stand?
No, the issue with Casey was how long has he been coaching the Raptors? 5 years? 6 years? Right?
Yeah, if not more.
And
yeah,
it was the same story over and over again.
So you're just saying, yeah, it was time for a change because he wasn't the guy to get you there.
But at least a year before that, you actually won two games against, you know, them. And then it comes in, you know, a year older LeBron and you even more wins and more cohesive than ever. And you don't even win a game. That's,
yeah,
that honestly is grounds for firing, man, honestly.
Well, the thing is there was no execution, right? Like, it's like, okay, well, how are you guys going to get to the next step? Now, they took a huge leap. They, again, got rid of DeRozan.
Yeah.
Really, if you look back now, that trade looks pretty damn good, man, because DeRozan, even though he's still averaging like...
I'm a big DeMar DeRozan fan, too.
No, he's a great player, but I mean, like, he just wasn't... He shouldn't be your franchise guy, right? And
again, let's not give, you know... the Raps coach crazy amount of credit either. Like, you know, obviously they won that many games this time, but you know, his first season was with, or sorry, second season, was it a second or his first one? Like Kawhi
first
did carry that team through the playoffs. Right. So
yeah,
you got to see what happens this year. Right. So
it's, and you know what, he was in the right place at the right time. And I think, I think in the end it's really, how can you, as a coach, how can you execute plays, right? How can you execute plays and instead of being so predictive that you can get shut down? And that's what was happening. They were getting shut down in quarters. They knew what they were doing. And then all of a sudden they started panicking and throwing up shots and stuff. But then when you have a star, there's a reason why they're called a star, right? They know what to do, panic. There's no panic, clutch. They know how to hit the shots. They know what to do. They know how to calm the team out as a leader, as a general. And this is a true test right now because obviously Siakam's the main guy. So as a young guy, you know, did he learn anything from last year? Or is he just, what's going to happen, right? What behavior is going to happen starting as of Monday?
Yeah, it's just tough with me when we talk about Casey, because the way I look at it is, could you imagine, like, just if this was your option, hey, do you want to coach against LeBron and have Kawhi Leonard, or do you want to have DeMar DeRozan and have to play against LeBron James all the time? Like, would you rather have five chances against LeBron with DeMar DeRozan in that roster, or would you rather have one chance with Kawhi Leonard and no LeBron?
Yeah.
So
makes total sense. Yeah.
That's where it gets tough, because would Nurse have switched spots with Casey, or would Casey kill to have been in the same spot as Nurse? Like, so it's tough to say.
But the thing is, if the Raptors somehow beat the Cavs that year, you wouldn't have gotten those trades. You wouldn't have gotten a Kawhi. You wouldn't have gotten.
That's also all super things. True, man, because they would be right? Like, yo, so, we don't even need that right now.
But things happen for a reason. So the Raptors took a step back in order to take two steps forward, and that two steps forward got a championship, right?
And then now
even though,
yeah, there was casualties along the way, and that's fine. And now Raptors, like you're saying, man, are in a position to repeat.
VanVleet, man, I can't wait to see him in the playoffs. He's going to be, he's going to tear it up.
Like, think about this, man. The Raptors came out, what, 95?
That's you're mistaken. That's when the N64 came over.
Yeah, they got introduced to the NBA in 95, right? They're the youngest team, one of the youngest teams, youngest franchises, and they won a championship, man. Like, that's huge. And you know, the whole thing that not many people want to come and play for Toronto because of the tax and, you know, currency and all that exchange and all that stuff. They lose money and
hey,
dude, that's remarkable. A lot of teams, like, in the end, realistically, a lot of teams should just be playing for Tex. Anyone in Texas? Anyone in Florida?
No Texas. Hey, hey, you know what the else might be a big recruiting thing for the Raptors this year? Might be COVID, man. Get all
look at Joe Rogan, man.
Get players out of the States, man, and tell them, you know what? You won't die if you come and play for the Raptors. So that might be a big bonus. Much.
Thanks for listening to the Thirst World Problems Podcast. For more exclusive content, follow us on Instagram @ThirstWorldPod. Make sure to subscribe, like, and share.